Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. I'm going to read verses 28 through 36 this morning, that being the story of the transfiguration. The great thing about Ben and his children's sermons, I know that if you don't get anything out of what I say, that you can always say, well, I'm glad that Ben spoke of the same thing because I understood him, but the preacher, I just really didn't get. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep. But since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed him, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. Here ends the reading. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, it is our desire to be transformed into your nature and image. We pray that each and every day that happens more and more. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Jesus has been laying some pretty heavy stuff on these people that he has called to be his apostles. He has also been talking to them about some things that they may have been brought up to believe that it's the opposite. It was the Jewish belief that if you had a lot of stuff, that God loved you more than anybody else. That all of your stuff meant that God blessed you. If you were poor and in poverty, that was evidence that God did not bless you and did not love you. Jesus turns this up on his head, where that is not so. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who can relate to those who are in need." He's also been laying some other heavy stuff on the disciples. He wants them to know that if anyone begins to follow him, they must first pick up their cross. They must first pick up their cross. They must choose to pick up their cross and to follow him. Because there will be those who love people in ways that some may not think is too orthodox. And he said, people will hate you because of me. What does that mean? What does it mean to hate? And the scriptures, to hate means to separate oneself from. Remember when the Bible says, if you do not hate your mother and Father. Do you remember reading that? Do you remember shaking your head, wondering why in the world the Bible would say that? The Bible's word hate isn't the same kind of hate that you and I were raised to believe. It means to be able to separate oneself from. So Christian people who are following Jesus, when they begin to treat people in ways that Jesus has led them to treat them, there will be some who will not appreciate how you and I treat others. Especially if we are helping people to be liberated, freed from being oppressed, and given their life to live as God has given them the life to live. Jesus said, there will be people who hate you, but you and I need to hear this part. He said, it's not you they hate. It's me, he said, referring to himself, who lives inside of you. Now, granted, brothers and sisters, sometimes it feels like you and me. But Jesus reminds us that there will be times that you and I will act, make decisions on behalf of Christ and where we think He is leading us, be it right or be it wrong, and we will suffer the consequences. One of the great things that I love about my God and about yours is that I can make the right decision and I will be blessed concerning that, maybe or maybe not. And then I can make the wrong decision and God will guide me and lead me and help me correct what decision I have made that is a mistake. I don't know about you, but I have made mistakes in my life thinking that I was making the right choice. You see, sometimes I get skewed myself. Today, Mary and I had another flat tire. And when I mean another one, I mean another one. Well, she pulled up here. Of course, I was in my dress pants, dress shirt, tie, you know. What does Mary say? I'll do it. What do I say? I don't think so. I'll get the jack. No, it's too heavy for you. I'll get the jack. Mary. No, you're dressed. Mary, I will get the jack. You see, I'm a man. And if Mary jerks that jack, which she could, oh, let me tell you something. My wife, But I felt so threatened by her doing that and what people would think. I won the fight, by the way. Well, I don't know if I did or not. I hadn't been home yet. Peter, who always was sticking his foot in his mouth. John and James, who were called the sons of thunder. Those were the three that Jesus took with him. Maybe they were the three out of the 12 who needed to see it the most. Because oftentimes, they were the three who thought they had it all together. Peter was the one who said, when everybody else forsakes you, I'll be with you. James and John, whenever they were going through the area of Samaria and they stopped Jesus and he was going to have to go around, you will recall that James and John said to Jesus, would you have us call fire from heaven and consume them? Shall we show them who has the real power, Jesus? To which Jesus said to them, you do not know what spirit you are of. Today is Holy Communion. Sometimes you and I may think a lot higher of ourselves than we ought, and we need a dose of humility. And sometimes you and I need to know that power comes in the form of love. God's love for you and me is exemplified in this way. What He could do. What He could do to you and me. He chose not to do. What stopped Him? His love. His love. As a result, we are not in competition with God, and He is not in competition with us. It is His desire to bring us together. And I'm looking for that day, either here on earth or in heaven or both, when that will happen. For it's in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On page 13 in your Methodist hymnal, as well as on the screen, we continue with our Holy Communion service. I will read that in light print and ask you to respond by reading that in bold. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ. One with each other. And one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now may we pray that prayer that our Lord taught us to pray together, which begins, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. As it is our tradition, the choir will come first. For those of you who are assisting me in the ministering of these sacraments, would you please meet me at the altar? Choir, if you would please come. Congregations, the ushers will usher you at the appointed time. Almighty God, this bread that we touch with our hands and that we make into ourselves as we take it reminds us of the real presence that we have with you, that you are with us always and to the ends of the age. The cup that we take and the juice that we drink reminds us of the blood that was spilt that makes us whiter than snow, that we are your redeemed, that our sins are forgiven, and we are your family with one another. Bless us to be a blessing as we rise and go in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come to this altar, O Lord, acknowledging that we cannot make ourselves. We need your help to recreate in us that image that we lost at the fall. We pray that this bread and this juice will remind us of a real presence that walks with us each and every day, that is your Holy Spirit, who reminds us of what Jesus taught us to do in our relationship with you and neighbor and self. Refresh us, we pray, O Lord, as we rise and go in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will your people come to your table, O Lord? We who are not the same in many ways, but who are one in you, one in Christ, not one in denomination, one in Christ. We pray, O Lord, that we would allow nothing to get between us and people you call us to love and to care for. May that be the power in which we go in, that is your Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost we pray. Amen.
Thank you again for allowing us to worship with you on this Lord's Day. We look forward to worshiping with you again. God bless you.